every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live with your host today, Filthy Tom Lawler. We are live on Sports Byline Radio Network, the Armed Forces Radio Network, AM radio across the globe. We are here Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And, of course, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. As always, we say it every time on this show, the world of pro wrestling never ends. There is a ton to get into today on the show. Luckily, not a lot of big news. However, we do have results from what was a spectacular, I thought, spectacular AEW Dynamite. We have SmackDown tomorrow. We have an edition of TNA Impact tonight, AEW Collision, of course, on Saturday. But the biggest show of the weekend will take place from Salt Lake City as WWE will present Saturday night's main event filled with title matches, including the crowning of a new world heavyweight champion. So all eyes will be on the WWE Saturday night's main event this weekend. We can look forward, of course, to SmackDown tomorrow night, Impact tonight. Also, we have news coming from New Japan Pro Wrestling. We have relationship news in the world of professional wrestling. We also have a new podcast on the horizon. We have some returns, as always, some legends coming back, making their presence known. We'll get into that in the next segment of the show. We will do the AEW Dynamite recap in the second to last segment, and I hope that you can follow me along for the next hour of Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be back after a short break.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live with your host, Filthy Tom Lawler, today. No Brian Alvarez. I don't even know where he is. I don't particularly care. You know, I'm here to hold down the fort. And that's what's going to happen, whether he likes it or not. We're bringing the heat on this show. But unfortunately, the heat doesn't include much news today, which is a good thing, really, if we think about it, as this week, seemingly last week, the week before, the whole month, we open up with somebody getting hurt, Kota Ibushi breaking his leg, this person getting knocked out in a match, this person, you know, having an illness that they have to come back from. Obviously, pro wrestling, really one of the most dangerous sports you could take part in. But we have, I guess we could say, a follow-up, a little bit of good news, of course, as we've talked about the ailments of Abdullah the Butcher and Mike Rotundo over the past week. But as reported last night on Wrestling Observer Radio, I was listening to Brian and Dave gave what sounded like it was a sort of a good update on both men, or at least more positive than it had been. So, of course, hopefully both men recover and continue on an upward path for their health as much as they can. Obviously, Abdullah the Butcher, he's like 84 years old. He was 300, 400 pounds. Who even knows how many pounds, flying across the globe from Atlanta to Japan, back and forth, carving not only other people's heads up, but his own head up all over the world. So, you know, it's really amazing that he's even around at 84 years old when you think about all the damage that he did to himself throughout his career. And if you listen to the show last night on Observer Radio, Dave gave kind of a great recap of Mike Rotunda's career. And he talked, obviously, about Rotunda's time as IRS. And he talked a little bit about one of my favorite gimmicks from the past. And I remember this from when I was a kid. I thought it was ahead of its time. And I absolutely loved it because, really, if you look at how sports ended up being, this was ahead of its time. And I'm talking about the York Foundation angle. Yes, I'm talking about the Alexandra York Foundation angle here in 2025 on the radio. But Alexandra York, later known as Marlena, she was the head of a stable that included, I believe, Terrence Taylor was one of the men in it. And of course, Mr. Wall Street. But she had a computer that had data and programs that would analyze the opponents. You would have a set strategy that the computer would come up with. Not too unlike AI, if you think about it, but really it was like a precursor to Moneyball, you know? So I thought that was a great angle, and Mike Rotunda was kind of the, I guess you could say, crown jewel of that stable, the York Foundation. So anyways, best wishes to both men. We can get into some other good news. And a lot of this comes from Joseph Currier on the front page of the site, but he gave us this update as two TNA stars have gotten married. Mance Warner and his on-screen love, his on-screen girlfriend, Steph DeLander, have indeed tied the knot off the screen as well. So from the front page, a wrestling couple got married in Orlando, Florida on Wednesday, with Steph DeLander and Mance Warner tying the knot. The TNA stars were married in a ceremony that was attended by Matt Cardona, Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, Alba Fire, Bronson Reed, Deonna Purrazzo, Steve Macklin, Ash by Elegance, Priscilla Kelly, and more. And pretty cool touch. Special wedding-themed micro brawler figures of both Warner and DeLander were made for the guests. Steph DeLander, formerly in NXT at one time, she also had the little known or perhaps little remembered gimmick on the independents of Facebook. Yeah, she had a Facebook wrestling gimmick at one time. And Mance Warner, the former GCW World Heavyweight Champion, has appeared for MLW, GCW, TNA. He has been across the globe wrestling as a singles, as a tag. And really both of them are good talents, good people. I've had a lot of fun at shows around both of them. So best wishes to Mance Warner and Steph DeLander on their marriage. Also from the front page, this time the news coming from Josh Nason up in the New England area. CJ Perry, the former Lana, has a new podcast. Jumping into the game. She's trying to take down Brian and I. But we're going to fight back. It's not going to happen. CJ Perry is coming out with a podcast, the Identity Crisis Podcast. As Josh Nason reports that it was revealed on a new Instagram account, the Identity Crisis Podcast account. The show is called the Identity Crisis Podcast and will be co-hosted by she and film producer Jonathan Saba, described as, quote, two professional fakers who've made a living playing the part, unquote. Saba is listed as both the co-president and executive producer at Sabin Films, with previous roles at Anchor Bay Film, Image Entertainment, and Rylian Pictures, which he co-founded. The first episode, which launches on Monday, conspicuously the same day Brian and I are on the air many times. This podcast launches on Monday with a familiar first guest, and Dom, if you're out there, producer Dom, if you'd like to chime in and give a guess as to who the first guest on CJ Perry's new podcast will be. Any ideas?
Is it going to be hilarious and it be Rusev?
Ding, ding, ding.
Buckets.
Or if we were in Mexico, it would be the horn maybe. You are correct. The first guest will be a familiar guest, current WWE wrestler, and CJ Perry's husband, Rusev. The Bulgarian brute will be in the house on the podcast. Also, in a bit of in-the-ring news, I guess, we do have some movement in the vaunted New Japan Pro Wrestling Super Junior Tag League. A matchup of undefeated teams headline night 7 of the tag league. It was Doki and Sho. Doki is not Dookie, believe me. He's a great wrestler. Doki and Sho, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Champions, were able to maintain their perfect record, defeating Yo and Master Wato for the right to represent A Block in the tournament final on November 2nd. The last B Block show of the day, the last B Block show of the tournament, which has been going on for the past week, takes place Saturday. The finals will be on Sunday. Three teams still alive: Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita. They have to beat Taichi Ishimori and Robbie X to make their way in. A victory by Ishimori and Robbie X would leave them perhaps being able to advance. And there's also the possibility of a Kushida and Yuki Yoshioka three-way tie if they are able to win their last match. As I said, Doki and Sho, the current IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Champs. If they lose in the finals, I believe whoever beats them will face them at the Tokyo Dome for those belts. And we will be back once again after another short break with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. too. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the airwaves. Some straight up false advertising right there coming at you. No Brian Alvarez, no Mike Sempervivi. You're stuck with me, the filth man from filth land, filthy Tom Lawler. And we will continue rolling on with some wrestling news, some previews, some updates, as we have some big shows coming up this weekend, as I mentioned at the onset of the show. In the next segment, the penultimate segment of the show, that's second to last for you uneducated plebeians out there. In the penultimate segment of the show, like I said, we will go over the results from last night's AEW Dynamite. But right now, let's take a look at what we have coming up tonight. And that is TNA Impact. As always, do not miss a moment of TNA Impact on Thursday. You can watch it at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on TNA Plus or Access TV in the USA, Sportsnet 360. If you are up in Canada, our neighbors to the north, tonight is a special edition of TNA Impact, as here in the U.S., we're getting ready for the big Halloween weekend. And what better way to celebrate Halloween on Total Nonstop Action Wrestling than with the Hardys? A very hearty Halloween will take place tonight. Enter a universe unlike any other as Matt and Jeff Hardy open the gates to their world. I am horrified at the prospect of that. They open the gates to their world, the Hardy compound. Go inside the minds of the Hardys. You know, part of me would rather not, but then, I mean, part of me is really, really interested on what goes on inside the minds of the Hardys as they relive some of their broken memories, which, you know, sounds like it wouldn't work, your broken memories, but we'll see what they conjure up tonight. I'm sure we'll have drones, gardeners, angry wives, babies, kings, all at the Hardy compound. So tonight on Access TV, a very Hardy Halloween. Tomorrow, ahead of the bigger show on the weekend, WWE Saturday Night's main event. Tomorrow, we have kind of a prelude to that as WWE SmackDown will come to us from the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, the very same place where Saturday Night's main event will take place as well. It is the home, the Delta Center is home to the Utah Jazz of the NBA, which has been there for years, and the newly named Utah Mammoth of the NHL, which were previously the Arizona Coyotes, but they took their talents up north to, you know, really a city that's blowing up, Salt Lake City. So tomorrow night on SmackDown, we have Carmelo Hayes taking on Kit Wilson, which sounds like it could be a very good in-ring match, but also some bizarre booking. We have what will be, I believe, a weekly segment. Hopefully it's a weekly segment on the back of last week's tremendous title match and the week before's tremendous title win by Ilya Dragunov, as Ilya Dragunov will present his U.S. Open challenge. And we have WWE Women's Tag Team Champion Alexa Bliss taking on Nia Jax in a singles contest. This set up last week as Alexa and Charlotte were hanging out backstage. Nia came in, started bad-mouthing Alexa, who was previously her partner years ago, and indeed did stab Nia in the back, turned on her. So Nia did not forget that, and Alexa then challenged her to a singles contest, which will take place tomorrow night on SmackDown. Of course, that is ahead of, like I said, the biggest show of the weekend, WWE Saturday night's main event. Once again, coming to us from Salt Lake City, the Delta Center. It will go on the air at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. If you are in the USA, you can watch this on Peacock. If you are an international viewer, you can find it on YouTube. But the night will start off, and of course, it's always card subject to change with the asterisk. So something could be added, something could be taken away, something could be modified, altered, maybe something amalgamates. Perhaps, you know, somebody gets added to a match through osmosis. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what is on the docket as of right now, according to WWE's own website. And that is, the night will open up with an Intercontinental Championship contest, which has been built to for weeks, as Dominic Mysterio will defend the title against Penta and a man we mentioned in the last segment, the aforementioned Rusev. So it's possible that, I guess, the debut show for the Identity Crisis podcast going head to head on Monday with Wrestling Observer Live could have the new WWE Intercontinental Championship holder as its first guest. But we will see. I'd expect Dominic Mysterio probably to hold on to that belt. Although, if you want to get it off of him and you don't want to beat him, this is the perfect time to do it. And I don't know that he would be any less over without that title. He has the AAA mega title that he could carry around, so we'll see. We then have WWE Women's Championship match from SmackDown, as Tiffany Stratton will defend her title against the woman that just laid her out, her former foe, friend at sometimes. That is, of course, Jade Cargill. We will see if Tiffany Stratton can weather the storm. Jade Cargill came back last week, saved Tiffany from a beatdown at the hands of Kiana James and Julia, and then promptly laid her out with a clothesline. I'd expect Jade to finally win the title here. Tiffany, I thought, has done pretty good the last few weeks as a baby face. They've been putting over the fact that she was, they said, 17-1 this year. She has the best winning percentage as of a few weeks ago in the WWE, and she hasn't lost since then. So they're really putting over the fact that she's a strong, strong competitor, strong athlete, a strong champion, a strong title holder. But I think her time with that belt is coming to an end on Saturday. We also will find out what is the culmination of this Vision storyline after the injury at the hands of Seth Rollins, as CM Punk will face Jey Uso for the vacant title. CM Punk was set to be the number one contender regardless, as he won a multi-man match. And then they had to come up with another number one contender scenario, which they had a battle royal to determine, which was won by the Yeet Man himself, I can't even say it without coughing, the Yeet Man, Jey Uso, who eliminated his own brother, Jimmy Uso, and LA Knight to get the victory. So we will see what happens here. They've been teasing one of the four men, one of the four baby faces in the Raw main event scene turning heel. Will it be Jey Uso? Will it be Jimmy turning on his brother? Will it be LA Knight? Or could it be CM Punk, who maybe reforms his past alliance with Paul Heyman? Maybe the rumored return, an addition of Austin Theory to the Vision takes place here. Or maybe we're just going in an entirely new direction since the visionary himself, Seth Rollins, is out of the picture. But we're going to find out, or at least we're going to have a lot of movement in that angle on Saturday night. And then the main event for the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes will take on Drew McIntyre. They've been fighting the past few weeks. Cody actually attacked Drew. They kind of had a match, and then he DQ'd himself by hitting Drew with the belt in a what was kind of a fair fight. And then they followed that up with Cody saying, of course, he's not apologizing for what he did to Drew. We also have the drama of who laid out Jacob Fatu, who was set to face Drew in a number one contenders match before this whole situation with Cody and Drew ended up, I guess, culminating in this match on Saturday, although we don't know if this will be the end of the segment. So will Fatu make his presence known here? I don't know, but we're going to find out in the main event, Saturday night's main event, in a couple days. But the main event of this show comes up next as we get into the AEW Dynamite results from last night. We'll be back after a short break.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What's going on, everybody? Wrestling Observer Live back in the Heizei, which is a slang for house, I guess. Back in the house with Filthy Tom Lawler today, Brian Alvarez. I believe he's doing his weekly Billy Madison assignment where he goes to school and tries to learn so he can progress up in grades. But I can neither confirm nor deny that. However, I can confirm I am here with your AEW Dynamite results and report from last night, which I thought was at the risk of getting kicked off the air, a really darn good wrestling show with a great closing segment that highlighted it all, put a cap on a great evening, I thought, for AEW. The show started with an all-star tag team match, a team of Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin teaming up against the Death Riders. This team composed of Wheeler Yuta and Daniel Garcia, who have spent seemingly their whole times in AEW fighting against each other, fighting with each other. Here they've come off the past few weeks as a polished duo, ready to do the bidding of Jon Moxley. This was a no DQ tornado tag where the fall had to take place inside the ring, but the action, the chaos could go anywhere, and it was chaotic. They fought all over the arena into the crowd. Darby Allin, of course, had to find something high to jump off of. Luckily, he didn't jump off the top of Mount Everest here. Instead, it was just the entrance tunnel. Not too death-defying. He did a coffin drop off of it onto everybody. They went back to the ring, and eventually, Wheeler Yuta was locked in the Scorpion Deathlock by Darby Allin. And after a short struggle, just long enough that you could put two and two together, that much like his mentor, Jon Moxley, Yuta was going to be forced. And he then chose to tap out at the hands of Darby Allin's Scorpion Deathlock. A great opening match to set up, you know, really a rest of a great show, I thought. So Don Callis was backstage. He was talking about the upcoming Don Callis Family Summit, which will take place later tonight, trying to smooth over the friction between Kazuchika Okada and Konosuke Takeshita. And the Young Bucks, he spotted the Young Bucks walking by, and he tried to recruit the Young Bucks. He said, look, I know that you said in the past you don't want to join the family, but that was before all this stuff started happening. People are trying to make you guys look like idiots. So he says, hey, why don't you guys head to the ring? I prepared something for you. So as they walk to the ring, Callis started doing a big introduction for them, putting them over the greatest team of all time. Then they hit their pose. They got an absurd amount of pyro before the four-way tag match that they were involved in. This match, a four-way tag for a shot at the AEW tag titles, currently held by Brodito, and the winners will get that shot at Full Gear. My notes say this match was all over the place, and I mean that in the most complimentary way possible. There were so many creative spots. There was a spot where, and we've seen this in the ring before, where Mike Bailey or somebody else will get somebody on their shoulders, and Kevin Knight will leap up and give them a dropkick, a standing dropkick. They did this from the apron to the floor onto everybody. That was awesome. They did a bunch of dives to the outside, and then Kevin Knight went up top like he was going to dive onto everybody. But instead, Dax suplexed him off the post onto everybody. That was another great spot. At the end, Kevin Knight hit a spectacular twisting UFO splash, but FTR grabbed a hold of him right away, gave him the shatter machine. They got the win, and they will move on to face Brodito, the team of Bandito and Brody King, at the Full Gear pay-per-view. We then went to the Don Callis Family Summit, as he talked about earlier. So Don Callis came out, and they had everybody sitting around. I'm not even sure I can name everybody that's in the stable. It's like Don Callis, Rocky Romero, Hechicero, Kyle Fletcher, Okada, of course, El Clone, Josh Alexander, Lance Archer. But then conspicuous by his absence, of course, is the IWGP heavyweight champion, Konosuke Takeshita, who you would believe would be there because he's one of the major reasons why this family summit would even be taking place, as he and Okada have been at each other's throats for seemingly months, even though they've been forced to team. So they went through a series of questions. Who are the Callis family? Why do we do what we do? Rocky had a painting of the entire family, La Familia, which he presented to Don Callis. Then Josh Alexander had a video package which showed all of the beatings that the Don Callis family has been putting on people for months. And then Kyle Fletcher talked about the oath that they all must give and pledging their lives to the Don Callis family. Apparently, what he read is a version of the Masonic Oath, which Don Callis himself is a Freemason. So, good little tie-in there, I guess, or not a good tie-in if you're on the bad side of the Freemasons, you know. But this then brought out Konosuke Takeshita, who it was believed he was on his way to Japan. Travel issues prevented him from being there. He was on his way to Japan to face Hirooki Goto for the IWGP title, to defend his newly won title against Goto. But he indeed was in the house. He showed up. He walked out there. And Don Callis, Takeshita gets right in the ring. He and Okada come face to face. Don Callis tries to smooth things over. He's telling Takeshita, look, you've got to put your ego aside. This isn't about your ego. It's about loyalty. It's about respect. He never said hustle, but, you know, it's probably about a little bit about that too. And he told Takeshita, I need you to shake Okada's hand. Put your differences aside and shake Okada's hand. And eventually he relents. He puts his hand out. Okada looks. He puts his hand up. And he gave him the bird right in his face. Takeshita loses it. They have to be held back. Don Callis is trying to smooth things over. He's at a loss as to what to do. He comes up with the great idea. There's no way this could backfire. Absolutely no way. This is foolproof for Don Callis. He decided, you know what? Let's make these guys work together. And on Saturday, they will team up once again. After, you know, the last time we saw it, Okada gave Takeshita the Rainmaker. So I can only imagine how things will go this Saturday as Okada and Takeshita team up to face the Acclaimed. And then we had John Moxley take on Kyle O'Reilly in a rematch from last week. Last week's match was awesome. This week's match, much of the same. O'Reilly uses MMA skills to his advantage. Moxley, you know, usually can use those same tactics, but O'Reilly's a better technical fighter than he is. So he had to rely on brawling and dirty moves to keep the match within reach. O'Reilly got submission after submission, couldn't get the tap. They were on the floor. O'Reilly got a guillotine choke. And referee Aubrey Edwards counted them both out. Crowd was pissed off. Riley unhappy. He wanted more time after the count out. He was pleading with Aubrey Edwards, who then was laid out by Marina Shafir. I thought this is very clever this week that Aubrey was the ref, so Moxley couldn't just slug her in the face like he did Paul Edwards last week to get DQ'd. So Marina came in and laid out Aubrey. Claudio and the Death Riders ran in. The Conglomeration ran in. And finally, the Conglomeration laid out a challenge to the Death Riders as Orange Cassidy very reluctantly squeezed out the words, blood and guts, which sent the Death Riders and the crowd into a frenzy. We went to a commercial. We came back. Statlander and Mercedes were brawling backstage. Mercedes brought her out to the ring. Statlander fought back. Athena then ran out, Mercedes' partner in the AEW Women's Tag Title Tournament. Athena ran out. They beat up Statlander until Willow and Harley ran down to make the save. So Willow coming to the aid of her sometimes friend, sometimes foe, Statlander, ahead of action in this tag title tournament. Tony Schiavone dresses the Halloween Phantom, interviewed Penelope Ford and Megan Bain. Ford indeed is injured from the moonsault she did to the floor last week in the four-way tag match. So she's out. Marina Shafir, of all people, is in as Bain's partner. Moxley popped in. Looked like he had seen a ghost. Loved the prospect of this team. And a ghost, not Ghost the musical band. We had the Sisters of Sin defeat Jamie Hayter and Queen Amanada. Thekla interfered, came out from under the ring, speared Hayter on the floor behind the ref's back. Sisters of Sin hit an assisted elevated rock bottom that looked like it knocked the crown right off Queen Amanada's head, and they got the win. And then we had the four-way main event for a shot at Hangman Adam Page's AEW world title at Full Gear. I thought everybody looked really good here as far as the work went. There was the spot where Lashley had to physically restrain Hook and yell at him to calm down and then blasted him with an elbow. Ricochet, I thought, stood out somehow, although everybody looked good. Ricochet stood out over everyone here. I thought he was spectacular, flying around, being thrown around. And even as an annoying heel, it was like HBK at his most drugged up in the 90s. He was so good, I was hoping he'd get the win and get the title shot. But eventually, he was chased up the aisle by Lashley. Samoa Joe then hooked on the Coquina clutch on Hook, and Hook tapped out. Then, a great ending to the show. Tony interviewed Joe about getting the title shot. All these Halloween characters we had seen throughout the show came in, but the ops beat him up. We thought one of them was going to be Hangman. It wasn't. The ops beat them all up. Samoa Joe celebrated a little bit more. Tony Schiavone, or so we thought, toasted to them. But it ended up being the Hangman who laid out the three ops, took out Samoa Joe with the buckshot and stood tall. And we'll be back to stand tall in the final segment of the show here on Wrestling Observer Live.
Oh. Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The ice train rolling on into the final segment of the show. Steaming through today, baby. I steamed through that last segment of AEW Dynamite. I don't think I really did it justice. So if I could back up real quick, I want to talk about it again because it was so awesome. After the match, Tony Schiavone came in, like I said, and he was kind of leading the segment. And then he disappears. And then we hear Tony Schiavone go, "Hey, how about let's give a toast?" And you're like, what is going on here? We never see this on the air. I'm watching on HBO Max. I'm wondering if I'm getting some extra footage or something. And he keeps talking. He keeps talking. He puts over Hangman over and over again. And Joe starts looking around. And I'm looking around, wondering what's going on. And then they finally do the reveal where Hangman Adam Page himself was dressed like, I don't even know, 60-something-year-old Tony Schiavone. He had on like pillows in his bread basket. He had on the fake beard. He looked exactly like him. It was awesome. One of my favorite segments that I've seen this year. I thought it was great. And I thought it was just a great way to end the show. And it was a great show. So hopefully they can continue on that momentum. Hopefully when Big Data comes in and gives us these ratings, it's positive outlook for AEW and WWE and NXT and Saturday night's main event, which is coming up from Salt Lake City on Saturday, the big show of the weekend. But the biggest show the rest of this week is going to be right here tomorrow, back on the airwaves, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, Wrestling Observer Live. You'll catch Brian Alvarez. I will be off doing something, having fun, having my own fright night for all the fans out there. Thanks for the last hour listening to me. Have a good one. Peace.